Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 178 on August the 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Bit Digital, Cisco Systems, and Alcoa, and we discuss three new trades on Ocugen Inc., Petro Brazil, and Macy's. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, even though it'll sound like another broken record, I must say that the equity markets clocked yet another all-time high close for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 273 points, ending the week at 35,208 points, the S&P 500 index picked up 41 points, closing at 4,436 points on Friday. So now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is dividends. So earlier this week, my brokerage sent me a note letting me know that one of the companies that I have a short call on would trade ex-dividend. This is one of the few times when it can make financial sense to early exercise a call option that is in the money. And the brokerage wanted to make sure that I was aware of any assignment risk on the horizon. So I figured this would be a good topic of the week this week. So what happens to your option positions when a stock trades ex-dividend? By the way, trading ex-dividend just means that the price of the stock is after the dividend has been allocated to the shareholders of note. Paying a dividend makes the stock price go down, mostly because that equity is no longer inside the company to make additional returns. So the company's stock price should decrease by the amount of the dividend. Now, if you own a call option and the stock price goes down, the value of the option will decrease. If you own a put option and the stock price goes down, the put value will increase. If you happen to own an in-the-money call option, you will not receive the dividend. Dividends are only paid to owners of the shares of stock. So to collect the dividend, the owner of an in-the-money call option must exercise the option to receive the shares of stock in order to collect the dividend. The truth of my position was that I own a deep call and I'm short a slightly out-of-the-money call option. The dividend was not enough of a financial incentive for me to close my trade in order to receive the dividend. And similar to our discussion on rolling options last week, it's important to just do the math. Pull out a pencil and paper and see which scenario leads to the highest profit. That's it for dividends today. You know, you just have to understand what's going to happen to your position once the dividend is paid out or once it's allocated to the shareholders of note. And then do the math and decide whether you should exercise and close out your trade or just hold on to the trade and continue to profit as you had previously planned. So let's dive into the trading review for last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at Bit Digital Inc., symbol B as in Bravo, T as in Tango, B as in Bravo, T as in Tango. The stock at the time was $9 per share. We looked at buying stock and selling the August 10 call at $1.45, hoping for a return of 27.22% in 3 weeks. Well, Bit Digital shares spiked $8.55 higher, ending the week at $17.55 per share. The call we sold increased $6.45, leaving us with a net gain of $2.10 if you were to close the trade immediately. Holding the trade for two more weeks will lead to another 35 cents gain, allowing you to lock in the full 27.22% return in 3 weeks. So no adjustments are needed on this trade. It's working out. Our second trade on last week was a credit spread on Cisco Systems, symbol C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $55.37 per share. We looked at selling the August 55, 54.5 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, Cisco Systems shares gained 22 cents this week, ending at $55.59 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is still out-of-the-money. With shares of stock going higher, this spread will continue to lose money until it expires out-of-the-money in 2 weeks. If stock were to fall, I would look at offsetting the risk by selling a higher call spread, thus creating an iron condor. But at these current levels, there are no adjustments needed for this trade. It's working out. Hopefully stock will hold here or go higher, allowing us to lock in or keep the full amount of money that we collected when we sold the spread. And then our final trade on last week was a debit spread on Alcoa Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $40.15 per share. I looked at buying the August 39.5/40 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents or 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Well, Alcoa shares picked up 56 cents this week, closing at $40.71 on Friday. The in-the-money spread we bought is still in the money, and with prices at this level, we stand to lock in our full expected return of 56.25% in the next 2 weeks. Now, we are only 2 weeks away from August monthly options expiration on August the 20th, so this will be our last week trading options that expire in August. Next week, we'll start looking at the September options for the monthly options for September. So let's start off with our new trades for the week. We're going to look at a covered call on Ocugen, symbol O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, G as in Golf, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $7.86 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the August 8 call at 77 cents, which could give us a return of 11.58% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $7.86 and selling the August 8 call at 77 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $8 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $7.09 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase will require $786, and you will collect $77 for selling the option. Our second trade on the week is going to be a credit spread on Petróleo Brasileiro, otherwise known as Petro Brazil, symbol P as in Papa, B as in Bravo, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $11.18 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 11, 10.5 put spread at 24 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 26 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the August 11 put at 54 cents and concurrently buying the August 10.5 put for 30 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $11 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.76 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $24 per spread that you sell and have $26 at risk. And our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. Looking at Macy's, symbol M as in Mike, this is a company we've looked at several times. Oftentimes, I just like the pricing of options in Macy's for the price action that we get. It's a great company to keep trading, so it's definitely one that I return to. I just try not to talk about it on every show. Much like Bank of America. You guys have heard me say that about Bank of America too. But so let's see. The stock ended the week at $18.56 per share. I'm looking at buying the August 18.5 call spread for 30 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 20 cents, which is a 66.67% return in 2 weeks. Now, you entered this trade by buying the August 18 call for $1.37 and concurrently selling the August 18 half call at $1.07. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $18.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $18.30. And in real terms, you'll pay $30 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $20 per spread. So thank you guys so much for listening to me on this week's show. I hope you're enjoying some of the trade ideas, and more importantly, I hope they are inspiring additional trades. Some of you guys email me about the trades that you're looking at that are similar to the type of trades that I use for exhibition on this show. So thank you guys so much for the emails. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends that also look to trade options. As always, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.